Okay. These study questions for chapter 9 is what this is about. And the areas, one area, seeds. The seeds are cotton, tobacco, sugar, corn, rice, and indigo. What's the relationship between these and African captivity or the condition of African people? And generally, and then give a specific example based on information that you have researched. Another area is Missouri Compromise of 1820. What's the key elements of the 1820 Compromise, called the Missouri Compromise? What are the key elements of that? And concerning the 1820 Compromise, what's some of the history that led to the actual compromise? If you're going to have a compromise, you're going to have two opposing positions, and then there's a compromise. And so what were the opposing positions such that it would then be shaped into a compromise? Next area of focus, the backdrop to the 1820 compromise was the Haitian Revolution, the Louisiana Purchase. What was the connection between the Haitian Revolution and the Louisiana Purchase? And what did the Louisiana Purchase, how is that connected to the Compromise of 1820 and the Kansas-Nebraska Act of 1854? I hope I said 1820, not 1920. When we're talking about this Louisiana Purchase, tell about this. When did it happen? What are some of the key elements of this Louisiana Purchase? What was it? What was it? What did it purchase, and how much? Okay. And how did the U.S. buy Louisiana with no money? And how did that happen? Okay. Where did they get the money from, and what are your thoughts to why? The person, people lend them the money. Okay, the people, the group. Another backdrop. This is a backdrop leading to the conflict of the Nebraska conflict. It also led to the conflict that you saw in the Missouri Compromise, as well as the Kansas-Nebraska Act in 1854, and that is the inventions that made cotton cheap, resulting in a worldwide demand. Okay, this expansion. Okay, so that was a part of the expansion, but this expansion, where the South was expanding, where and the North was expanding, what were the differences that created conflicts between the Southern expansion in the West and the Northern expansion in the West, or their desires to do so? Okay. The next area is, I simply call, another perspective. The author Conrad writes, "New Africans were assimilated and transformed as soon as they arrived." I disagree with that. I want you to either support what he says and do your best to give evidence, or disagree with that. And if you do disagree with that, provide some examples to support that. Now, the last area is the political influence of Douglass and other black people involved in the radical abolitionist movement, and the influence on that and making shaping what became a Republican Party. Okay. So what's significant about that? How did the Republican Party get shaped? What did it come out of? What was Douglass's role? What was at least another African who was prominent and active in helping to shape the political philosophy and strategy of what became the Republican Party? Contrast Douglass and Henry Holland Garnett. All right, and although I said last, actually that's not quite last. That was next to last. The last is the spokes on Araminta's revolutionary wheel. What are the spokes? By this time in your reading in the book, what are the spokes on her revolutionary wheel? All right, that's it.